what we have to report is certain victory. Our faces might not show it because it has been 15 hours of meetings, which followed a long day of actions where workers had to protest, or let us put it another way, stand up for their rights. On this occasion, health and safety rights, by invoking Section 104 of the Safety and Health at Work Act. One of the things I told our team before we came down this morning is that an important lesson is learned for those of us who didn't know it before, and a very key reminder to all of us that sometimes you are right. Sometimes you have rights, but on every occasion, it's important to remember that you have to fight to preserve what is yours, because sometimes in failing to stand up, in failing to fight, you miss the opportunity to get what's rightfully yours. That sounds convoluted. That sounds like a lot of words, but it is what so many workers across Barbados need to be reminded of every day. The need to fight to preserve what you have and also to fight for what you want. This meeting came about as a result of a number of safety and health challenges that are being experienced across the branches in the KFC company. Enough to make workers feel that they were in imminent danger. We had to spend significant time during the 15-hour period demonstrating and forcing the point, pushing the point that workers were in fact in imminent danger, not because of one issue or two issues standing alone, but the many issues that they have been enduring and reporting over time at the KFC. The outcome of that is that if customers try to access services from the Hastings, Warrens, and Oystens branches, where the issues were highlighted yesterday, they will not be able to do so because there's a prohibition notice that's put on those particular locations. And what that means is that there is going to be remedial work that's ongoing to address the challenges that were highlighted during yesterday. And while that remedial work is ongoing, the stores would remain closed, those three stores. We hasten to note that it is not only at these three locations, but it is that at other locations across KFC that we have similar challenge. And the company has undertaken that it would exercise its utmost effort to ensure that at those locations, workers don't have to come out as well. And we don't have to go through having a prohibition notice for the company to undertake what it needs to address the health and safety challenges. During the time as well, I know that we would have reported concerns of threats made to workers, threats on their job, and we are happy to report that we have reached a point where the company has committed that there will be no recriminations, no victimizations, and because of the nature of the issues that brought workers out, the workers would be compensated for the periods that they were rostered yesterday and during the time of the remedial action. That is, of course, a major victory. And I say so maybe in a little constrained way, because as noted before, you shouldn't have to go through 15 hours of it to come to the point. But here we are nonetheless.